Have you ever tried to hate another person? I mean, really hate. In a way that you feel the anger throughout your entire body, and you almost feel like you're going to explode any moment, as if you were a human grenade. I hated the Russians. Every single one of them. They tried to kill me too. After all, they were my enemies. But it wasn't just them I hated. It was the Germans too. So I hated both those I was fighting for and those I was forced to fight against. Those who forced me to fight their war, who tore me away from my home, my family and my children. Fortunately, I was among the oldest soldiers, so I didn't end up on the front lines. I was ordered back to South Jutland together with Russian prisoners of war who were to be put to work. It was my job to stand guard and keep an eye on them. So there I was, suddenly standing there with a loaded weapon, and I had power over the enemy I hated so deeply. I was so angry. His name was Oleg. I barely understood a word he said, and he didn't understand me either. The first time I met him, he took something out of his pocket. Instinctively, I thought he was going to pull out a knife, so I raised my rifle. But it was just a photograph. He just wanted to show me a picture. It was crumpled, black and white, and it showed two little girls sitting in their finest dresses. It made me think of my own children, and when I saw his eyes, they were glistening with tears. And he pressed the photograph to his chest, right where his heart was. That reminded me of something I had forgotten. They were just human beings, for heaven's sake. Just like me. I can still be overwhelmed by anger, both towards the Germans and the Russians, and I will never forget the things I have been exposed to. But I think I have forgiven them. That is why I am standing here today, out of love for Denmark, not out of hatred for Germany.
And then it happens. The balcony door opens. H.P. Hansen steps out, and the large crowd bursts into cheers. What the many hopeful people don't know is that in 2 years, their struggle will be successful. Southern Jutland will become Danish again. You've been listening to the Narrative Footsteps. Explore the park, find the footprints, and experience the other encounters of fate. Stand where they stood, walk where they walked, and see the past come to life.